As we were just discussing there in that interview, the government and the Labor state seem further apart than ever as Friday's crucial meeting on the National Energy Guarantee fast approaches. Peter Van Onselen is our Wednesday political commentator. He joins me now in the breakfast studio. Peter, hello.
Good morning, Fran.
Victoria is proving to be the most gung-ho of the states, and it's now issued 4 demands. We've just got these, including a transparent registry to reveal some of the inner workings of the NEG, but also insisting that future increases to the emissions reduction target be done through regulation, not legislation, which the Minister Josh Frydenberg ruled out when he spoke to us on Monday. Let's have a listen.
Our position is that it should be in legislation, not regulation. You can't just flick a switch to turn a target from 26% to 45% with all the subsequent consequences that that will mean for the energy companies.
Peter, is that fair enough? I mean, why is the government so determined not to give ground on this? Because it is emerging as a real sticking point for the states.
Ultimately, the big issue here for the government is its party room. Up until now, it's all been about trying to get the states and the territories over the line, because any one of them could, you know, pull apart the deal, as it looks like Victoria might. I don't think that the transparent registry will be an issue, but absolutely not having legislation and having regulation only as the way to increase the emissions, that's going to be a sticking point in the party room, not just with the reactionaries, the Tony Abbotts and the Craig Kellys. It's going to be a broader issue. Because,
why?
Well, because regulation a government can do without having to go through the legislative process. Legislation, however, means that the parliament ultimately has to approve any increase in the target. Now, the government takes the view, and much more members within the government take the view, that that's a protection that they want within the NEG, because there are people that are sceptical about what effect that will have on prices, or indeed whether that is the right or the wrong pathway to go. And that goes much deeper in the party room than if they were to able to stick to the idea of having legislation.
But is the fear that if it's regulation, then what? The target will be
increased.
Lifted?
Yeah, the target will be not just increased, but increased far more easily. So any particular government, so for example, a Labor government that has control of the reins of power, it doesn't need to also have control of the Senate. It can just simply bump the target north.
You heard Richard Di Natale there, clearly not a fan of the NEG, the National Energy Guarantee. He described it as a policy designed to get through the coalition party room. Now, that sort of goes to what you were discussing. Mm. But the Australian reports today that Malcolm Turnbull will give an unequivocal guarantee to his party room next week that the government will underwrite new dispatchable power generation. Some coalition MPs have publicly interpreted that to mean coal, though that's disputed. Do you think that's going to be enough to get the coal supporters in the party room on side? And does this all go to Richard Di Natale's criticism that it's a policy designed to get it through the coalition?
I don't think it's entirely a policy to get it through the party room, so I think that's a little bit unfair from the Greens leader. Having said that, though, that's certainly something that the minister has one eye to, and certainly the Prime Minister as well. Look, the Prime Minister's commitment isn't just for coal, but it will be interpreted that way sufficiently by a large enough number of MPs that are in favour of having the optionality of coal for it to get through the party room. But again, not going back to some of the Victorian demands. So this is now a pile-on of concerns and problems for Josh Frydenberg. The biggest risk is that he gets overwhelmed, not by any one of them or even necessarily any two of them, but by the collection of dissent.
What do you think of the chances of having a National Energy Guarantee before we go to the next election?
Oh, that's a tough one. I tell you what, I don't know.
Putting
that
you on the spot, PBO.
Putting me on the spot. Look, I think it's going to collapse now. I think that Victoria has come in to deliberately have the weight of being the second largest state to bring it down. I think you'll see a pile on even about some of what they're suggesting. For example, the ACT have long had some issues, but they're too small. I think they'll join in. Federal Labor has its out as well to really start raising concerns between now and Friday.
Okay. And just finally, still a lot of questions over that $444 million grant to the Great Barrier Reef Foundation we were just discussing there with Richard Di Natale. Labor and the Greens want the foundation to hand the money back. Christina Keneally says Malcolm Turnbull has effectively privatised the Great Barrier Reef, turning it over to bankers and miners who manage this foundation. I think the government's been caught out. Will they ever do business this way again? What do you think
of this? I can't imagine that they'll do business the way that this has gone because of the way it's backfired. This should have been a good news story for them, putting that much money into the Great Barrier Reef, a party that is often accused of not doing enough on the environment. But instead, because there was no tender and because there was no grant application process, not a proper one at least, for such a large amount of money, over $400 million of taxpayers' funds, to an organisation, even though it does good work,
it's small.
It's never exactly. It's never dealt with that kind of quantum before. This is a good news story that's turned into a bad news story, and it will be dissected when Parliament returns. There's no doubt about that.
Will the government take the money back?
I don't know that they will want to now. It will have to get worse for them to fall into that position.
Peter Van Onselen, thank you very much.
Good to chat.
Peter Van Onselen is the contributing editor with The Australian and Professor of Politics at Griffith University and Uni of WA and our regular Wednesday commentator. And as I mentioned, after 8, we'll be joined by Anna Marsden, who's the Managing Director of the Great Barrier Reef Foundation.